Hi, this is Andy. I've been running a networking skills training in Warwick today. We had a great day. It was a full house, huge space, and it was very, very exciting working with a lot of committed people. So if you were there, I had a really good time with you, and I hope you had a good time too. The reason for the voicemail, I've been doing a series about the questions people ask when you ring them on the phone. And somebody mentioned a question today at the networking skills training, which I actually don't get asked anymore. And I wanted just to help you to understand this question if you get it. And the question is, how much is it going to cost me? If you use the inviting formula that I've shared with you over the past series of voicemails, then you will never get this question. So why do some of us get it? Well, if you take a new car in to a garage these days, a modern car, if there's a problem with it and they want to find out what the problem is, they don't actually lift the bonnet up. When I first bought my very first car, if there was a problem with it, you went into the garage and the first thing they did was lifted the bonnet and started to look at the engine. They don't do that anymore with modern cars. They drive it into the workshop, the nice clean workshop usually, and they get a hose with some kind of gadget on the end, and they put it in the exhaust and they fire the engine up. And then there's a machine in the corner with lots of dials which analyzes the exhaust or whatever it does and tells them what's wrong with the engine. Now, for those of you that aren't of a technical nature, the exhaust is almost invariably at the back of a car and the engine is usually at the front of the car. What's really interesting about this is by examining something that's happening at the end of the car, they're finding out what's wrong with it at the beginning, at the front, in the engine. And they call these tests diagnostic tests because they are diagnosing a problem by examining something else. And when somebody says to us, how much is it going to cost me? That is a diagnostic question. It's a diagnostic test. It tells us that we've done something wrong at the front end of what we've done. And here's how to stop that happening. First of all, the reason that it's happening is because the person that we're speaking to feels that we're going to try and sell them something. They don't know what it is that we're talking about, but they feel that we're going to try and sell them something. So how do we stop them feeling that we're going to try and sell them something? How do we create what I call a buying environment rather than the selling environment that we seem to have found ourselves in? How do we create a desire for knowledge in our prospect rather than a suspicion that they're going to be asked for money? It's quite simple. We use a simple phrase, look, I don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But if you can see what I can see in this, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. And we slip that in the inviting stage of the inviting formula. So we might say to them, I've got an idea to run past you. Look, I don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But if you can see what I can see in this, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. And then we carry on to the closing to action phase in the inviting formula. Just by slipping that phrase in, then it turns the situation from them feeling that you're going to try and sell them something to them feeling that there's an opportunity here for them to explore. How does it do that? Well, really, it's a code phrase. And what it does in code is say to them, look, I'm not going to try and sell you anything. It's up to you whether you're interested or not. So the key words are, I don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. If you start using that phrase every single time you telephone a prospect, if you use the inviting formula and use that phrase in the inviting stage of the inviting formula, then you never get asked the how much is it going to cost me question. Hope that helps. Bye.